So, Bill, we're talking about the story of Edward and Tom.
Right. These two boys look exactly the same. But Tom is a beggar and Edward is a prince. So Tom is poor and Edward is rich.
Uh-huh. 这里呢我们在聊两个男生的故事，对不对？这两个男生长得一模一样，可是命运却大不同。Edward 呢是个 prince, 是个王子 ,but Tom 是个 beggar, 是个乞丐。
Right, and in yesterday's story, a guard pushed Tom to the ground.
哦，所以昨天 Tom 呢被一个守卫给推到地上。But at that time, Edward said, bring him to me. So Edward wanted to see Tom.
Right, and when Edward sees Tom very closely,I think they will both be surprised.
Edward 和 Tom 将做近距离的接触，他们会有什么样的反应呢？ Let's take a look at today's reading.
Changing clothes, changing lives. Reading A.
Tom and Edward looked at each other in surprise. They were so much alike.Edward gave Tom all kinds of delicious treats. It was like a dream to Tom. He wished he had Edward's money. Edward wanted Tom's freedom. He wished he could swim in rivers and play outside. They decided to try on each other's clothes.
Wow, so Tom and Edward...finally get to see each other. What happens?
Well, like we said in the introduction, they looked at each other in surprise. Now, this is interesting. When you do this, do something in surprise, well, it just means you're surprised while you do that thing. So, when they saw each other, they were surprised.
They were like,
oh! Yeah, like, What you like that.
所以呢文章这里告诉我们 Tom and Edward looked at each other in surprise. 这里我们看到这个副词片语 in surprise 就是呢惊讶的。所以 Tom 和 Edward 惊讶的看着对方。Now, why do they look at each other in surprise?
Well, it says in the next line, they were so much alike.So we just mean they looked the same.
Right, they looked the same. 这里文章说 they were so much alike. 他们长得真的是太像了。所以彼此一看到对方就、oh, Am I looking at the mirror? 我在照镜子吗?
Yeah, that would be so strange. Right, so next, Edward gave Tom all kinds of delicious treats. Wow, this was really nice. A treat...is a good thing to eat that maybe you don't usually get to eat. So, it makes sense. Tom was poor. Maybe Edward gave him some cakes, a candy bar, good things like that.
Edward 看样子真的是个好人哦。怎么说呢？故事说 Edward gave Tom all kinds of delicious treats.这里我们看到 treat 这个可数名词哦 treat 呢就是平常哦比较没有机会吃到的点心所以在这里呢 Edward 给 Tom 哦各种好吃美味的点心 Now at this time it seems like Edward and Tom they both wanted something from each other
Right, we see that Tom wished he had Edward's money because Tom is poor and EdwardHe wanted Tom's freedom. Ah, I understand. When you have freedom, it means you can do what you want. So Edward is a prince. He probably has all these rules he has to live with. He wants to do anything he wants. He wants freedom.
那么在这里哦，他们彼此呢想要对方的什么东西呢？文章这里我们首先看到 ，Tom wished he had Edward's money. Tom 希望他有 Edward 的钱。那相反的是怎么样呢 ？Edward wanted Tom's freedom. 这里我们看到 freedom 这个名词 freedom 就是自由，所以我们看到我 Edward 呢想要 Tom 的自由， because Tom doesn't have to live in the castle every day.
Right, and he doesn't have a king telling him what to do. He doesn't have to learn to read and write.
Go to bed now.
Anyway, they decided to do something. They decided to try on each other's clothes. Wow, interesting.When you try on something, well, like clothes, you put it on to see if it fits. I think they want to see if they look like each other with different clothes.
Hey, 这个时候哦，他们两个，哎，有个鬼主意哦，有个点子哦，很有趣哦。文章说 ,they decided to try on each other's clothes. 这里我们看到 try on 这个动词片语哦 ,try on something 呢就是试穿什么东西，而这里我们也看到 decide 这个动词，那 decide 就是做决定，所以他们两个决定呢要试穿对方的衣服。 So now Tom will become rich and Edward will become poor.
No, they'll just look like each other. So Tom will look like the rich boy. I think he wants to know what it feels like to wear rich clothes.
哦，对对对，你可以想象，现在 Tom 身上穿的一定是乞丐装，对不对？破破烂烂的。But Edward's clothes 一定很漂亮，所以他们现在只是单纯的想体验一下。So Tom wanted to see how good it would feel to wear pretty clothes.
Right, but I think something's going to happen.
接下来不知道会发生什么奇怪的事。We'll have to take a break first and find out later.
That sounds good.
Changing clothes, changing lives. Reading B.
Edward noticed Tom's hand was hurt. He went to punish the guard. The guard saw Edward's poor clothes and threw him out of the castle. Edward shouted angrily, "I'm the prince!" But no one believed him. Edward found a place to rest, but a lady thought he was trying to steal her pig.Edward's life had completely changed.
So now, Bill, Edward and Tom, they're now wearing each other's clothes.
Right.
And at this time, Edward noticed that something is wrong with Tom.
Right. He noticed that Tom's hand was hurt. So I think this happened when the guard pushed Tom to the ground.He hurt his hand. When something is hurt, to be hurt, it just means that, well, it hurts. It causes pain. So Tom maybe hit his hand and turned it, and now it hurts.
对，之前我们知道 Tom 怎么了，对不对？他被守卫给推到地上，所以 Tom 现在手怪怪的。诶， Edward 也蛮有这个观察力的。Edward noticed Tom's hand was hurt.这里我们看到 be hurt 就是受伤，所以说 Edward 发现了，诶，这个 Tom 的手受伤了。 Now what is Edward going to do about it?
Well, he's very mad. Yeah, so he went to punish the guard. Now he's going to tell the guard that he did something wrong, and then he's going to do something to the guard. When you punish somebodyYou do something to them because they did something bad. Like maybe Edward will hit the guard or take away his food. I don't know.
这里呢，我们看到 Edward 是非常有正义感的人，以后一定是一位好国王。He went to punish the guard. Now, 这里我们看到 punish 这个动词， punish 就是处罚，所以 Edward 呢，就要去处罚这个守卫。
Here's an example of how to use this word. Judy didn't study her English, so her mother punished her.
Ah, Judy didn't study her English, so her mother punished her. Judy 没有好好读英文，结果呢，她妈妈就处罚她了。
So we move on and we see that the guard saw Edward's clothes. Because remember, Edward is wearing Tom's poor clothes. And then the guard threw him out of the castle. Threw Edward out of the castle. Now, when you throw somebody out of a place, well, it means, yeah, you grab them, you take them, and you throw them out of that place. So he made Edward go out of the castle. But Edward's the prince.
Hmm.
Ooh.
这里哦，我们看到的是 Edward 要去处罚守卫，对不对？可是不要忘了哦，这个时候 Edward 他穿着的可是乞丐服哦，而他跟 Tom 又长得很像，所以这里文章说 The guard saw Edward's poor clothes, right? 守卫看到他这很肮脏的衣服 and threw him out of the castle. 这里我们看到 throw A out of B, throw A out of B, 就是哦把 A 呢从 B 给赶出去，所以我们这里看到守卫看见了 Edward 的脏衣服，然后呢就把他从城堡给赶了出去。You get out.
Yeah, this was bad. Edward was very mad, but no one believed him. And it got worse for Edward. I mean, he found a place to rest outside the castle. But then this lady thought he was trying to steal her pig. And when you steal something,You take it without them saying you can take it. So maybe if you take some food from a store but you don't pay, that's stealing.
在这里哦，真的是惨上加惨，真的是太衰了。被赶出来以后又被误认为小偷哦，这里 But a lady thought he was trying to steal her pig.这里我们看到 steal 这个动词，那 steal 就是偷窃的意思，三态是 steal, stole, stolen, steal, stole, stolen。所以有一个太太以为 Edward 要偷他的猪。A prince has a lot of money. He doesn't need pigs.
Right, but nobody knows he's a prince, and his life now has completely changed. Everyone thinks he's poor.
Edward 的人生现在真的是天翻地覆啊 ，completely changed， 完全改变了。Would you like to know what happens later?
Yeah, yeah.
But we need to go to word power first.
Oh, we have to wait till tomorrow. Okay. Well, we can do word power. What do you think is going to happen?
Word Power!
Welcome to today's Word Power. 干嘛啦？
哇，嗨。Just am very surprised. I thought you were gonna be Jenny, teacher Jenny. But it's Jonathan.
You're not happy to see me?
No, it's okay, it's okay. We're doing Word Power, right?
I know.
Right?
Yes.
Day two of the two boys.
Quiet then, let's start.
Okay.First word power word is in surprise. In surprise.
谢谢。In surprise 这个片语、哦、就是讶异的。
Everyone looked at my new haircut in surprise.
每一个人都讶异的注视着我这个新发型。I have no hair now.
Right. See, I was in surprise and it's...
不要解释、
okay.
不要解释。
Second word is alike. Alike.
Alike 是个形容词哦，相像的。
These two dolls look so much alike.
哇，这两个玩偶看起来好像哦。I think they're twins, 双胞胎。
Oh, that would make sense. The third word is punish. Punish.
Punish 这个动词就是处罚的意思。
Mom punished me for coming home late.
妈妈呢，因为我太晚归了，结果处罚我。
Well, don't be late.
Right.
Okay, the last one is steal. Steal.
Steal 是个动词哦。三态是 steal, stole, stolen, 就是偷窃的意思。
Someone stole my money from my school bag.
有人从我书包里头把钱给偷走了。I lost 1 million NT.
You had 1 million NT in your bag?
Just kidding.
Well, we have some more things for you today, so don't go away.
keep in mind.
Kelly, I saw a photo on your desk. And the girl in the photo, is she your sister?
Oh, right. Her name is Julia.
Oh, you two look very much alike.
Yeah, most people say we look like each other. 这边我们来看一下中文说长得像，在英文里头其实有两个字，一个是呢 alike 它是形容词哦，后面不需要加任何的受词，所以我可以说 we look alike, 我们长得非常的像。不过另外一个 like, 因为它是介系词，所以后面记得一定要加上受词。所以长得像，我可以说 we look like each other, we look like each other, 记得了吗？
Well, I don't look like my sister at all.
Of course you don't. Boy, and she's a girl.
Changing clothes, changing lives.
Tom and Edward looked at each other in surprise. They were so much alike. Edward gave Tom all kinds of delicious treats. It was like a dream to Tom. He wished he had Edward's money. Edward wanted Tom's freedom. He wished he could swim in rivers and play outside.They decided to try on each other's clothes. Edward noticed Tom's hand was hurt. He went to punish the guard. The guard saw Edward's poor clothes and threw him out of the castle. Edward shouted angrily, "I'm the prince!" But no one believed him. Edward found a place to rest.But a lady thought he was trying to steal her pig. Edward's life had completely changed.
Review time.
Hey, Jonathan, today's review time is an easy game.True or false? Three sentences, mark down if it's true or false.
我们就来玩是非题哦。是的话 T, true, 非的话 F, false.
Right. All right. First one, Tom didn't look like Edward.
Tom 和 Edward 长得不像。That's false. They look alike.
Right. Or there would be no story.
Right. 不然就没故事了嘛。
Okay. Second one, Tom wanted to be very rich.
Tom 想要成为有钱人 that's true. He even wanted to be the prince.
That's right. Good job. And the last one, the guard threw Tom out of the castle.
守卫把 Tom 呢从城堡给 you get out, 赶了出去 That's false because he threw Edward out.
Right. There's our review time game, but don't go away. We've got a couple more things for you.
Living phrases.
Come on, we'll be late for the party.
But what should I wear? I don't look cool at all.
Here, I got an idea. Try on this sweater.
Green? No way. I will look like a Christmas tree.
So, what about these glasses? Just try them on.
No, they look silly.
Are you going to try on anything?
Yeah, I want to try on this hat. It looks nice.
That's my hat. What am I going to wear?
You can try on the Christmas sweater and the silly glasses.
No.
Just for fun!
All right, another tongue twister. This one is about a girl named Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth, that's kind of a nice name, isn't it?
I think it's a beautiful name. People who are called Elizabeth in English, sometimes we call them Liz to be friendly.
Oh, hey, there's another short way to say Elizabeth. I think sometimes people who are named Elizabeth go by Beth.
I think so.
Okay, so this one is about Elizabeth, and she has a birthday. But, Siobhan, when is her birthday?
Elizabeth's birthday is on the third Thursday of this month. So it's not the first Thursday, it's not the second Thursday, it's the third Thursday of this month.
Oh, so the last 2 weeks we had tongue twisters with lots of b-b-b sounds, but this one has lots of sounds, doesn't it?
I think it's going to be a little bit difficult because I know this noise is very hard to make. So we'll go very slow and say it a few times and hopefully you can really get it. I'll go first. Elizabeth's birthday is on the third Thursday of this month. Wow, a lot of those TH sounds.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. Okay, let me try. Elizabeth's birthday is on the third Thursday of this month. Okay, that's not too hard if we say it slowly, but let's try saying it a little bit faster. Why don't you go first, Siobhan?
Okay. Elizabeth's birthday is on the third Thursday of this month. Wow, it's really funny.
Okay, let me try. Elizabeth's birthday is on the third Thursday of this month.
Elizabeth's birthday is on the third Thursday of this month. Wow, I definitely won't forget Elizabeth's birthday this year.
Yeah, well, we've been saying it a lot. Elizabeth's birthday is on the third Thursday of this month.
Elizabeth's birthday is on the third Thursday of this month.
You know what I think is hard to say in this tongue twister? Just the first word, Elizabeth's. I can see why lots of girls who have the name Elizabeth, they go by Liz or Beth because Elizabeth is actually a little bit hard to say.
Maybe, and I know a lot of Elizabeths, so it's a good thing that each of them have a special name to make them very special and happy. All right, Clayton, I want to try one more time. Elizabeth's birthday is on the third Thursday of this month.
Elizabeth's birthday is on the third Thursday of this month.
Elizabeth's birthday is on the third Thursday of this month.
All right. I think we've done pretty well for this tongue twister. Now we have two more tongue twisters this month. I hope that we are prepared. Do you think you're prepared for the next 2 weeks?
Well, maybe I'll do a little bit of practicing, Clayton.
Okay.